Well, many of you know that's my favorite song, and because it's what being a Christian is all about. And we become a Christian not just when we don't want God to hold us accountable for the things that we're doing, but when we realize that we are living without Him, and that without Him we really don't have life. And we see and want to enter His kingdom like Jesus opened the door for. And so we come in no longer to live for ourselves, but to follow Him. And that's what baptism is about. I'm really excited about this one. So Bella, if you'll come on down here. Bella grew up in this church. I've known her literally all of her life. And I got a phone call from her, from Tom, from, what do you call him, Boss?
Yeah.
I want all you kids to listen up. Boss. But I got a call from Boss, and Boss said, Bella wants to be baptized. And he told me, he said, now, I haven't been talking to her, pushing her to do this. She came on her own, and she says, I want to be baptized. And what's beautiful about it is that Tom has been able, I'm not going to call you Boss, but Tom has been able to take the role of being retired and really pour everything into discipling and into leading and mentoring Bella. And that's been good for you, hadn't it? And she's just a happy, very happy little girl. She is going homeschool through a Christian curriculum. So she, you've been studying for a long time about the Lord, and she just came to him and said, hey, I want to be baptized. And so when I came over, I asked you this question, and I'm going to put this down here so you can hear, but I asked you, why do you want to be baptized? Here, I'm going to do it this way.
So everyone knows that I want to be Christian, and I am Christian.
And she wants to give her life to Christ. She wants to follow Christ. Actually, she's already done that. And tell us about they call it Christian because it all centers around Jesus Christ. And what does He mean to you?
That He died on the cross for our sins, and He's a good person, and He came on the earth and He died for our sins.
Isn't that great? And, she's 8 years old, and she realizes this. There is a big difference between people who have Christ in their lives and are part of God's family and those who don't. And she doesn't want to live outside of God's family. She wants to live for Christ. And is there anything else you want to say?
No, thank you.
Oh, thank you. And there are a couple reasons that I'm really excited about this, because, like I said, I've known Bella all my life, and I have a lot of favorites, but she's one of them. And she's 8 years old, and having someone that's with you all the time, that is always trying to help you, that has made a huge difference in your life, hasn't it? And I come in there, and she is the most matured 8-year-old I think I've ever seen. We came in there, and we talked. How long did we talk? 30, 40 minutes? She can sit there and listen, and she's got something to say. She raised that hand. She doesn't interrupt. He says, I want to talk to Mr. Bill for a little bit by myself. She goes upstairs for how long? Another 40 minutes or so. She has been blessed with parents, both Carrie and Tom, that pour into her life. And I'm glad that you see Christ in them and that you want to be baptized. And because of your faith, I'm going to baptize you, my sister in Christ.
Because of your faith in Jesus Christ and desire to follow Him, I now baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, my sister in Christ. Bella. That was good.
Well, let's just pray here. Father, what a wonderful thing it is to see a heart touched by your love. What a wonderful thing it is for someone to come to realize that everything the world offers holds nothing in comparison to your love and your presence in our lives. And I thank you. I pray your hand will be on Bella, as well as all of our young people and our older people too, and that you will guide us and that you will help us to love and serve you with all of our hearts for every moment of every day that you give us on this earth. And we thank you in Christ's name. Amen.